welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon, that's for sure. This program is sponsored in part by the PFT Local 400 and the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO. We appreciate their support. Joining us today from Media Matters, we've got Eric Bollert. Eric, welcome back.
Hey, how are you?
Eric, always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Doing well. Thank you. Advertisers are beginning to flee Hannity's programming as he brags about smearing the unfortunate death of Seth Rich.
Yeah, this is an interesting slash disgusting episode. Hannity, well, the backstory is a year ago this summer, this DNC staffer, Seth Rich, was murdered. Police called it a botched robbery. I think he was a 26-year-old young guy in D.C. And there began a conspiracy theory right around the time of the WikiLeaks of the Democratic emails last summer that Seth Rich was somehow involved. There's absolutely no evidence of that. It was reignited last week when a local Fox reporter cooked up this scheme claiming there was evidence that, you know, he was part of the WikiLeaks emails. Why does that matter? That means because the conspiracy theory then means Russia didn't do it, right? Russia had nothing to do with our election. Russia didn't help Trump. There is no collusion. So it's this desperate attempt to try to make to erase the Russia story. Basically suggests Hillary Clinton had this guy murdered because he released emails. It's all very Vince Foster territory, right? From
right.
The Clinton 90s, where Vince Foster killed himself. He suffered from depression, and then the right wing spent 20 years suggesting the Clintons had him killed. So over the week, late last week and over the weekend, Sean Hannity decided he was going to jump on this story after it was debunked and after Fox News had retracted the story. Why would Sean Hannity jump on this debunked, kind of disgusting, trolling conspiracy? Because Sean Hannity has fallen into last place at 10 o'clock in the cable news ratings war.
Uh-huh.
Fox News last week had its worst week in 17 years. You remember last week was when all these bombshells were going off with the Russia story. That the Russia scandal has depressed the Fox viewership and has spiked viewership at CNN and MSNBC. So Hannity is desperate for some sort of buzz, and he decided, well, I'll troll this murder victim. I mean, that's the way he thinks, which then has caused him all kinds of headaches this week. And as you mentioned, some advertisers are stepping up and saying that's not what we want to be associated with. And, of course, that's what happened to Bill O'Reilly last month, and he no longer has a show on Fox News.
Right. And this kind of thing, I mean, this is still going on with Rush.
That's right.
Rush has not recovered the advertisers there. You know, this is a tried and true, you know, self-critiquing kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you reach out too far and you melt the wing, you melt the wax on the wings.
It's called the marketplace, right?
Yeah.
So the marketplace often decides, the mighty marketplace, mighty capitalism that Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly and Fox News worships at the altar of the marketplace and big business and Fortune 500 companies. Well, it turns out when pressure is applied, they're the first people to abandon Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly. And look, it's not kind of just sort of, oh, ho-hum, let's drop these people. Rush Limbaugh never recovered, his career never recovered, as you mentioned, because of the Sandra Fluke controversy, where he basically called this young woman who testified before Congress about contraception, basically called her a whore for 3 days on his radio show.
Right.
This is not a minor slip of the tongue. Bill O'Reilly lost his show because he basically couldn't stop sexually harassing women at Fox News. And Sean Hannity is now in the barrel because he decided to spike his ratings. He was going to troll a murder victim, and people think that is ghoulish and disgusting.
Yes.
So it's not, you know, he's running around all week, you know, he's screaming and yelling about Media Matters and liberal fascism and all this kind of nonsense. It's not. It's just the marketplace is reacting when you act like an idiot on television and radio for hour after hour, and you offend people by having not a shred of common decency.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, it's funny because all of the players from the conservative media have jumped up and down and blamed the boogeyman. I mean, liberal people for this.
Yeah. Well, again, they don't have any response. You know, why doesn't, you know, if you go back to Limbaugh or O'Reilly or whatever, you know, why doesn't Nexus want to be associated with them? Why doesn't Hertz want to be, why doesn't BMW want to be associated with them? It's kind of the ultimate insult for them. You know, they can brush off liberal critiques, they brush off critiques from the media, but when you have Fortune 500 companies standing up and saying, we want nothing to do with you, you are toxic, you are ruining our brand if we're associated with you, they don't have any rationalization for that. So, right, they kind of blame the boogeyman and blame Media Matters, and it's about free speech or blah, 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 blah. It's not. It's right. About not being able to, again, basically goes back to not having a shred of decency when you decide that you're going to spread, you know, these wild, hateful, and deceitful conspiracies about a 26-year-old kid who was shot on the sidewalk of Washington, D.C. last summer because you think it's fun and because you think it's sport and you think it might get you 45,000 more viewers on the next night. That, you know, that's gross, and you deserve whatever you get professionally if that's your job.
Yeah, well, you know, personally, I was thinking we were going to blame you, Eric, but, you know, you know, broad shoulders and thick skin. Yeah, this is always. Where do you think this is going to end up?
I don't know. You know, he's screaming and yelling that Media Matters is, you know, doing this advertising boycott, and we're not. I mean, those advertisers who dropped out, that's been seven so far, that's all organic. Those are all consumers contacting. Advertisers reading the headlines, reading the news, and going to the marketing department saying, you know what, this is gross. You know, we've got better ways to spend our money. So he's flailing around and claiming there's, you know, this big boycott and it's fascism, and there's nothing like that. He's doing it himself, and if he continues to do it, I wouldn't be surprised if more advertisers flee. And once they start fleeing, as we've seen with Limbaugh, as we saw with O'Reilly, as we saw with Breitbart, which lost all its advertisers, once these advertisers flee, they never come back. And that is why he's in a meltdown mode, and that's why he went on an early he went on vacation early this week. He doesn't know how to put out this fire, and he's in complete panic mode.
Yeah, absolutely. Eric, how do we find out more about you and what you do for Media Matters?
Sure. You can visit us at mediamatters.org.
There you go. Eric, always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Quit picking on Sean because, you know, he's a sensitive kind of guy. You know?
I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It was Eric Bollard of Media Matters. You know, folks, consumers have a right to vote with their dollars, and that's what's happening. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The American listening public, the American viewing public, is really tired of the vitriol. They're looking for something new, something better. That's why you're listening to the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.